I'm Rick Hansen with this check of the latest Western Iowa news for Monday, June 17th on KJAN.com. Two people were transported to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs early this morning after the motorcycle they were riding tried to avoid hitting a deer on Interstate 29 about a mile south of the Crescent exit. The Iowa State Patrol says the accident happened at around 1:10 a.m. The cycle, a 2006 Kawasaki driven by 37-year-old Jeffrey Allen Walker of Council Bluffs, was traveling south on I-29 when a deer entered the roadway. Unable to avoid a collision, Walker laid the cycle down on its side. A passenger on the bike, 36-year-old Megan Sue Walker of Council Bluffs, was thrown from the cycle. Jeff Walker remained pinned beneath the machine but was freed without mechanical means. Both riders were wearing their helmets. They were transported to the hospital by Crescent Rescue. The extent of their injuries is not known. An unknown number of persons were injured during a single vehicle rollover accident Sunday afternoon in Adams County. The sheriff's office says they received a phone call at around 3:30 p.m. about a one vehicle rollover with minor injuries. The injured persons were transported by private vehicle to Allegiant Health Hospital. Authorities say the accident involved a 2002 Hyundai Santa Fe SUV driven by Elizabeth Cooper. It took place at 250th Street and 260th Street in southern Adams County. Another accident occurred Saturday morning in Adams County. Sheriff's officials say deputies were called to the 26-mile marker along Highway 25 at around 7:50 a.m. When they arrived, deputies found a white 2008 Chevy Avalanche in the west ditch. The vehicle was unoccupied and appeared not to have sustained any damage. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report two arrests on Sunday. Deputies arrested 25-year-old Lindsay K. May of Grant at around 11:40 p.m. on charges of domestic assault and possession of marijuana. May was booked into Montgomery County Jail and held without bond. And 23-year-old Ryan Daniel Reich of Red Oak was arrested at around 8 p.m. Sunday on a felony charge of criminal mischief in the second degree. Reich was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 cash bond. The Adams County Sheriff's Office said one person was arrested Sunday morning following an investigation into a fight. 18-year-old Connor Thibodeau of Corning was taken into custody at around 1:40 a.m. on charges of minor in possession of alcohol and public intoxication. Officials say the Adams County Sheriff's Office received a call about a fight which occurred at a residence in Corning. Upon arrival, deputies learned Thibodeau, who was allegedly involved in the altercation, had left the scene. He was eventually located in Corning and brought to the hospital to be checked for injuries before being arrested and brought to the Adams County Jail, where Thibodeau was being held on $600 bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. A fire Saturday afternoon in Harlan claimed the life of an elderly male. Harlan Fire Chief Roger Beeson told KJAN News late Saturday night that 89-year-old Bernard Wolf, a longtime Harlan resident, was found trapped in the basement of his home at 1013 Durant Street shortly after the fire was reported at around 4:15 p.m. Saturday.
CPR was administered to him, and then he was transported to Mercy Medical Center, where he later died.
Beeson said he didn't know the official cause of the man's death, and no other injuries were reported. The chief says the fire started in the basement of the home.
He was using a torch to do some work in the basement, and the torch malfunctioned and caught some things on fire down there.
Beeson said damage to the home was minimal.
I had some wiring damage done in the basement and stuff, so we'll have to have it rewired down there. The fire is all contained to the basement.
Firefighters from Harlan were assisted at the scene by crews from the West Philadelphia Fire Department, Medevac Ambulance, the Harlan Police Department, and Shelby County Sheriff's Office. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reports the arrest Friday evening of 37-year-old Jason William McCullum. McCullum, who's from Clarinda, was taken into custody on a charge of possession of drug paraphernalia device believed to be used for smoking marijuana. McCullum was arrested at his residence located in the 300 block of North 20th Street. Officers were originally summoned to the residence after McCullum called the Clarinda 911 center to report a disturbance at his home involving some intoxicated guests who McCullum wanted to leave. McCullum was taken into custody without incident and transported to the Page County Jail, where he was being held on a $300 cash bond, pending an initial appearance before the Page County magistrate. Members of the City of Atlantic's Park and Recreation Board will hold their regular monthly meeting this evening in the gazebo at the East Ridge Park. During the session, which begins at 5:15 p.m., the board will receive update from Park and Rec Director Roger Herring on the Shilberg Recreation Area Campground, reconstruction of the Sunnyside Park Tennis Court, the Park Maintenance Building construction project, the boat ramp near the wastewater treatment plant, summer recreation programs, and the Trees Forever Dog Park. The board will also discuss holding a special meeting on June 25th for end-of-year fiscal bill paying. The Griswold School District Board of Education will hold their regular monthly meeting this evening in the central office boardroom at the middle school high school building beginning at 5:30. During the session, the board will receive information pertaining to reading recovery and hear a presentation from Messina Telephone. They're also expected to discuss and then act on school lunch prices, the appointment of a Level 1 and Level 2 child abuse investigator, legislative priorities, registration fees, mileage compensation, auto and property insurance, a sharing agreement for swimming and diving, the high school dance and drill team, negotiations, fuel bid, technology support, and various board policies. And members of the Elkhorn-Kimbleton School District's Board of Education will hold a regular monthly meeting this evening at the high school at Elkhorn. Among the action items on the agenda for their 7 p.m. session is the purchasing of school buses and an SUV, busing students for whole grade sharing, and approval of changes to the school calendar for the 2013-2014 school year. The board is also expected to act on contracts with Kristen Wickensham for the middle school math position, special education teacher Kim Linen, and they'll consider and possibly act on the transferring of funds from the general fund to the activity fund for the yearbook account if there is a negative balance at the end of June. The next regular meeting will take place on July the 15th. And that is a check of some of the latest Western Iowa news on KJAN.com. I'm Rick Henson reporting.